Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And, of course, today's a special day in the world of fur babies, and it is, what is it?
National Dog Day.
Yes, it is.
Who let the dogs out?
This is a day you should be pampering your spoiled, you know, puppy dogs and older dogs, middle-aged dogs, whatever you got. It's their day. So, yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be conducting your readings using personal prophecy card reading method that my grandmother taught me, as you heard during the introduction. I am accompanied by my co-host, who is an intuitive co-host, and that would be Jimbo Baggins. Yay, Jimbo. Glad to have you with us. And, of course, our Facebookers. Yay, they are joining us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. And we're very happy to have them where they can watch us streaming live, or are we live streaming? I never get that right. Anyway, also,
depends how you want to use it.
However you want to use it.
Yeah.
And also to our blog talkers who are coming to us from around the world. Very happy to have you with us, as always. And I'm going to remind everyone right now that we are using ordinary playing cards for this method. So it's important to remember this is not tarot card reading, not oracle card reading, or not any of the other methods that are out there, which, of course, they all, I'm sure, are wonderful in their own right, but I haven't studied them. I have stayed completely focused on what my grandmother taught me all those years ago. I will also be using a 24-card layout for the readings this evening, which is my standard practice. Others may prefer to use one card, three cards, five cards. I'm not quite sure, but I know what I use, and that's a full 24-card layout, which is exactly what I would use if we were in private session with each other. So with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. And we'd like to remind all the folks on all platforms that are out there, and there are several platforms, actually, that if you're international, you should let us know if you're able to tell us. And we'll give you a live international shout-out, like Susan from the UK is here.
No, I don't think she's from the UK.
I believe she is, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, then I got her mixed up with another person.
Yeah, she's stateside, but I can't remember exactly. Tell us, Susan, where are you?
Oh, well, here it looks like she went to school in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, a non-international shout-out, non-international, domestic shout-out to Susan. Yeah. I thought it was Suzanne, that's who I thought it was.
We're going to have to forgive Jimbo tonight.
Yeah, you women.
He spent quite a few hours this afternoon out there at his fantasy football, draft?
Mm-hmm.
Draft. Yeah, so let's just say there's been some beer and wings that have traveled in front of him and come to a stop.
Yes, indeed. All righty.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, but if you're international, obviously, there's nobody here yet, but they will show up. Or if they're here, they haven't raised their hand yet and identified themselves. Let us know, or if you're a caller, too, do the same thing. Let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out anytime. It doesn't have to be at the beginning of the show. 515-602-9676. That is the number you call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait in the queue. You'll be in the queue. You'll hear the show. Tested it. It's working great. If you hear nothing, something just didn't fly. Hang up, call again. Cell phone world we live in. They just don't connect. So that is not what you want to get in the show. Okay? For Facebookers, as always, we'll see what we can do to turn to you folks. We just can't make promises, and we definitely can't nail down times. But when we do, it'll be very clear that we are turning to you folks, and then we would expect a messenger call to the release, audio or video. It'll be your choice at that time. We're also going to introduce the harps that many of you who are regulars are familiar with. If you're not familiar with it, that is a symbol. Typically, we symbolize angels playing harps, and then I'll have an angel card, but we're not doing those cards today. We rotate down decks around different stuff. Yesterday was rebel cards. When you hear that, first of all, that means your free readings come to an end. So don't look at it as like halftime. So you start getting some more questions in. But that is a sign that your reading is coming to an end. But do not hang up. Do not depart. Because we're going to give you a single card. And we're going to give you a single card from the personal prophecy method using we'll call it an app, I guess. It's even though I'm going through the psychiclovedoctor.com website. You can do the same on your own as much as you like. You go to the psychiclovedoctor.com, right at the top, there's a free reading on one of the menu items there, and that's what I'll be giving you before we move on to the next person. So, and then what's really good about that one is that she can really elaborate more because she knows these cards like damn, you know, like damn, she's been doing it forever. So it'll actually be a high quality single card reading you'll get from me. You get the full layout from her, I shall give you a parting single card, and then it needs to be elaborated upon, then she'll do so. Right?
All right.
Right? Bloody well, right. Okay. Well, let's, should we jump in?
Well, I was going to say.
Oh, go ahead then, if you got speaking to do.
We may have slow times between now and into September, only because people are finishing, you know, they're getting their kids ready for school. They're out having the last of summer's outdoor festivities, gatherings, events.
Next weekend is the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
That's kind of the official thing, even though school starts at different times at different places.
Right, right. So anyway, this is a good chance for those of you who are calling in. Those of you that join us on Facebook have a better chance without, you know, all kinds of people here clamoring for a reading. So with that said, yeah, we can get going.
We clamor. Is that what we do? We clamor. National Dog Day. Do you think there's anything else of significance? Oh, that's an interesting day. National Toilet Paper Day. Almost every day should be that day because you got to have that. This is one of the few. A lot of times there's a lot more stuff going on, but Cherry Popsicle Day, I don't know why that's.
I think they are just so reaching on these holidays.
Well, they're not holidays. Don't use that word. Days, whatever you want to call it, but it's not a holiday. So, okay, well, let's take our first caller, Deb. Well, first, let me update my list real quickie because it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Obviously, Saturday night's all right. Now that I'm here, let's do this. First caller is area code 860, Connecticut, 860. You're the first caller.
Hello and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. It's Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa Marie. How are you doing?
There we go.
Okay. I was hoping you could tell me anything tonight at all would be helpful, would be good.
Well, I would love to know how your healing process is going.
Okay, you know stuff then I don't.
Yeah.
Healing process? What healing process?
I'm thinking of you as someone else from Connecticut. Sorry about that.
Okay.
What are you specifically calling for? If you could help us out.
If my life is going to get any better, if things are going to improve for me, maybe.
Oh, okay. I remember now. And bless you. Jim is having really bad allergies.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it hasn't rained for a while here, so the pollen is enjoying that. Yes.
So, anyway, is your home situation improving at all?
No.
Okay. Well, let's take a look here and see what we can get for you.
Okay, cards are going down. My list, sorry about that, folks. Well, yeah, Deb, you seem to remember a lot, so that's
yeah,
good.
But as you just saw,
I have no memory.
Confused people, too.
Well, you're doing better than I am. International shout-out to Rachel in Australia on the other side of the world.
Hello,
hello, Aussie. She's a Aussie. Aussie, yes, she's a Latin, right?
Yes. Oh, when we have another visitor.
Where? Oh, Dr. Priya. No, let me see. Where? She's in the Netherlands, right?
Exactly.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Lisa Marie, I've got to ask you a question here. As I look at these cards, I'm wondering, if you were to, say, have a magic wand in your hand right now, what would you like to see happen in your life?
I'd like no trauma and happiness and health.
I'm sorry, I missed it. What did you say?
No trauma,
yeah.
Happiness, health.
Okay. Yes, you certainly do. Now, I got to tell you, the cards can show us all the potential in the world. But the thing is, at some point, we've got to make a move. And what I see here is that it is going to be very achievable for you, all of that. But things have to happen on your part towards that. It's not just going to, you know, arrive like the publisher's clearinghouse. As much as we wish that it would. What I would suggest is that maybe you consider trying counseling/therapy. You get involved with maybe some self-help groups. You can't expect it to just come to you, as I'm sure Jim would illustrate himself. You have to be willing to, what I'm trying to find is the word for, you have to be willing to take a step, to move toward it. And I'm wondering, is that something that you're able to do? Are you willing to do?
I'd love to. I've been to counselors. I had one tell me, I had two tell me, they can't believe I haven't killed myself.
Well, I'm so sorry you're not well. And I'm really sorry that they would even say such a thing to
you.
Well,
I think they meant it in a positive way.
Yeah.
That,
well,
that she's gone through a lot and she's resilient, I think. It was a weird way that they were trying to say that.
I would love to go to a gym. I would love to go to a group. I'd like to go to a movie. But because of COVID, I can't. And just when I thought things were better here and I was going to be able to even go to a fall fair, people in Connecticut are all sick with COVID. There's a new strain out, and everyone seems to be sick. And I can't be immunized. I have no immune system.
Well, then it's best to stay right where you are. At least the Internet can be your window on the world.
Yeah.
Where
all
kinds of things are possible in view of that. You can take a ton of free classes. You can, you know, get engaged with others in... Well, you have played, haven't you, Jim, online games with other people? Gerald.
Facebook has a lot of Facebook games.
Yeah. Gerald used to do it all the time.
Yeah. Facebook has lots of games. I used to play Cribbage all the time and stuff like that. You know, there's a million games. But that's just one thing.
So since you are definitely restricted health-wise, then it's not really going to do you much good to try to go out to a gym, to a movie, et cetera, and sacrifice more of your health, Lisa Marie. Have you thought about doing something really creative, like setting up your own, say, website, or writing a memoir? You know, there's so many things we can do when we are kind of stuck where we're at, that it's just a matter of finding what would tickle your fancy, so to speak, and enable you to make a more full life for yourself. So in that respect, I want you to know you're going to achieve it, but it'll have to be, of course, after this period.
Yeah, COVID is unforgiving.
We don't know anybody, and I may have just had it, but I've had it 3 times before. To me, it seems just like an ordinary upper respiratory infection to me.
They're all different.
That's me.
And everybody's immune system matters, too. It depends on your immune system, how it affects you.
Immune system. I take an IV every week to have 25% of an immune system.
Their immune system is pretty much non-existent. So.
Are my crazy neighbors going to leave me alone because they've had the police here so many times I passed out on my front steps the last time?
You see anything about the neighborhood?
No, I really don't. And I think that if they saw that it didn't affect you as much as they perceive that it does, I think they would get tired of it and leave you alone. And you know there are many available therapy places available online.
Online too.
Many take insurance. Others that don't are not very expensive.
Online therapy, and you know what they tell me? They tell me I should go out. I should go out to a bar. I should go out to the movies. I should join a gym, and I can't.
Well, yeah, you can't do anything right now. You got COVID. Right. And even then, you know, you got to watch your immune system.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We can't be much help to you, hon. I'm sorry. I would love to see you be able to get out. Maybe after the winter month.
It's only August. It's August.
It is.
Thank you.
But
yeah. It is going to be a long flu season indeed.
That's why it's important. Try to find things. Do you have access to money where you could buy things you need to, say, start a hobby?
You know, I have hobbies. Bathroom. I make things all the time. Sometimes I do so much housework that I don't get dinner and breakfast, I'm sorry, till 6 o'clock at night. I'm so busy with a sick dog. I don't sit still. I don't watch TV. I walk on a treadmill, and I have to do it between 11 and 2 in the morning because I have so much housework to do and things to do here that that's the only time I have to myself. I'm not lazy. I try.
No. Nobody said that.
Yeah, nobody's saying that.
Nobody said anything about lazy there. No. Yeah, I know that it's, it's the challenge that everybody felt a little while ago.
Everybody was just on my even ground for the last 20 years of my life when they were home with on lockdown. I've been on lockdown since 2004.
Answer for you. All right.
No, I don't think so. No, there isn't. There is no help for me. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let her go. We don't want to make things worse.
All right. Well, I wish the best for her.
Yeah.
Gotta remember, when you ask for a reading, you're asking for a reading. She's not a magic wand. She's not a wizard. She goes, oh, well, here's your problems are gone. She's going to get a reading and get some advice. That's what we're going to get.
Her cards look actually quite good. But the thing
if you're in a bad state
of
mind, then they're not.
I felt right that maybe this wasn't the right time to call in.
Yeah, she was, if you're in a bad state of mind, you're in a bad state of mind. And that's happens because you're a human being. We all get in bad states of mind.
Rachel, that's a great idea. She said that Lisa Marie needs to maybe slow down, watch TV. You know, it does heal, and there's all sorts of programming that you can find that is for healing, that is for, say, learning Tai Chi and, you know, other wonderful methods of meditation and
relaxation. What I got out of that is that she's trapped, and it's driving her nuts, basically. Driving her crazy because she's in a bad. She wouldn't mind being trapped if she was in a good living situation. I think is what I'm getting. She's in a bad living situation and she's feeling the catch 22. I need to get out and get away. Like she said, therapist would tell her, but she can't get out and get away because she has the immune system of like the boy in the bubble. She has a problem. So
No.
There's got to be a solution. Don't say there's not a solution ever. There's always a solution. If you don't get a good advice from one therapist, you keep on moving on.
And if a therapist tells you they don't understand why you haven't taken your life by now, I say that is somebody that needs to find a new job.
Yeah, that is a stupid way of them. I think they were trying to be positive, but it's a really dumbass way of doing it.
That to me seems so unethical.
Yeah, they were trying to, I know what they were trying to say, but they said it like an idiot. They're trying to say, wow, you're here and you've been putting up with all this crap. That's amazing. But they didn't say it like that.
What a way to alienate people.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the subtext of that. You know what the subtext was? If somebody says, I can't believe you haven't killed yourself yet. It's as if saying you don't really deserve to live. If you think about it, what they're saying.
They're like, what are you waiting for? That's an idiot, that person. But I'm sure there's plenty of so-called therapists who really aren't qualified out there.
Well, that's
on the internet, you know.
Oh, and the thing is, when you go to somebody, it's got to be a good marriage or forget about it.
Then you can look them up on the internet.
You can find somebody else. You're not stuck with the first one you go to.
And before you even engage them, you can read reviews on them.
Over throughout my life and early, you know, being a young adult, I would go to therapy. But I never liked seeing men because they have a very cut and dried way of looking at, like, healing or making a decision. Things of that nature. I thought, whoa, I've got to try a female. Turned out to be the same way with a gynecologist. Female understands a female's body, I think, way better. Not that there's anything wrong with having a male gynecologist.
I've been a freelance gynecologist my whole adult life.
Most of my babies were born with male obstetricians. But I'm just saying, if you feel more comfortable with female, and even then, find the right one for you.
It doesn't matter. Whatever makes you comfortable, that's the right one. First of all, that's first step. Second step, if they can't be an idiot.
And if they can't bring empathy to your situation, bye-bye.
And I've always said, and it doesn't really bring anybody any kind of relief, but I guarantee you, she's not the only person on this planet going through at least one other person is going through the exact same thing. Probably a lot of people out there. They're in a horrible situation. They're stuck. They need to get out and go. They can't, and they're just stuck. There's probably a lot of people out there like that. It's just, maybe there's a group out there you could find and they could talk.
Well, then also, there are other issues in that young lady's life.
Well, of course.
That we really can't address.
Neighbors. Neighbors and her was it her husband or her significant other? Yeah, she's talked about that on the show many moons ago. Which is part of that's why she can't stand being at home, is those things. If she was in a happy place at home, she probably wouldn't be calling in and she'd be like, oh, I'm stuck at home, but I'm happy because I got all these good things going on. She does not.
And that's why some people do call sometimes. They have so many options. They're calling to find out which one would be the most successful or make me the happiest. They've got 3 or 4 boyfriends and they're trying to figure out which one should I keep out of them all. You know, that kind of thing.
Yep,
or a job.
Choices are good.
So, all right. Anyway, out to you, Lisa Marie. We send our love.
Yes.
And light and healing energy
to you. Maybe that frustration make you feel a little better, not right after the hanging up, but maybe a little while later you'll feel a little better that you'll be able to vent a little bit. Because it sounds like you have not a single person to vent to either. And that's not good.
No.
You know, it's not good at all. Because obviously you can't vent. Based on her situation, people around her are not going to help her.
But she seems very isolated.
Right. And then it wouldn't be so bad like if she had people that were isolated with her or around her that were supportive, but they're the opposite. All right, let's go to 4405. I believe that is Oklahoma, right? 4405?
Hello.
Hello.
Come on in, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. We can indeed.
Awesome. Hi, guys. It's Susan from Oklahoma that moved to Florida.
It is
Hello
Susan.
There, oh, Susan.
Well, you're currently in Florida?
Yes. I haven't called you guys since I moved.
Oh, well, how are you doing?
That has been a while now, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's been, I think the last time I talked to you was like in April.
Well, how is Florida treating you?
It's been interesting.
So it means good and bad is what it means when
Have
people say
that.
Have
you seen any alligators running around yet?
No alligators, thank goodness, because I do have a doggie, and she's being treated like a princess today because it's her day.
Oh, right.
It is their day, National Dog Day.
That's right.
What brings you to the show, hon?
Well, I'm having some issues, and I know that I'm accurate in my assessment of what the problem is. And I'm thinking I need to call a formal meeting. I just want to get your feel on that.
Okay. Through your work, are you speaking? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And okay, I'm trying to clarify your question. You want to know go ahead.
Yeah. So when I came here, I was told that my position was going to include certain things. And when I came, the person that I took over for is systematically sabotaging my efforts to take over.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
Even though that's my job to do that. So.
Yeah, well, I guess that person does not like having
And you know
job.
Me. You know me, guys. I try to stay positive. I try to deal with problems and stay solution focused, all that kind of stuff. But this is getting pretty bad. So
now, does this individual know that you're supposed to be in charge?
Absolutely.
Well, that's the problem, I believe.
This is
what I'm recognizing. She was advanced to another position, and she was not ready for it. And I don't know if you remember the Peter Principle. It was back in the late 60s, early 70s, where they had that psychologist that was able to determine that people were being advanced in their careers, but they didn't stop to check to see if they had the skill set or the competency to be able to handle those positions. They just wanted to give them advancement because they were doing a great job where they were. Well, that's what we're dealing with right now. She doesn't have the skills, and she really doesn't have the desire. So all she is doing is complaining about her new position and refusing to help me with the position that I'm taking over for, and has literally managed to have all the staff not listen to me at all. Instead, she needs to be in full charge of all of it.
Oh,
and that's
so
not what I was told. I sold my home. I uprooted my whole life and came here, and they lied to me.
And it was interesting.
Can you go up the chain of command?
Or can you go to...
Yes.
And what I'm seeing here is you're going to have to do that.
Oh, I think absolutely.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
But don't jump the chain of command, because otherwise it kind of gives everybody a bad taste in their mouth.
Right, go to your boss.
No, I was going to go to her supervisor.
Right away.
So, yeah.
Because that's got to get fixed, because it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, because I'm also very compassionate of her circumstance. She took on something that she did not know what she was in for.
But it's not your fault. That's not
your
fault.
No, it's not my fault, but, she's miserable, so she's doing everything she can to hold on to what's comfortable for her so that she can feel okay about the job, but she can't do that. That's my job.
Nope, got to let it go. All right, I hope that you definitely talk to that boss.
You're going to, remember, leadership is not given. It is seized. You have to use that.
Sorry about earn it or whatever,
Yeah, you're going to show that you are truly a leader. And that's what your cards are showing, that, yes, this whole situation is going to get turned around. I think she's going to get moved somewhere else yet. Okay.
Or
I don't think it's out the door. I just think that she'll get replaced or reassigned.
Okay.
Okay, because it's for the good of this company or the business you're working for, that everybody's working to their actual competency level.
Right. I work for the school.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm in education, so.
That's right. And the thing is, you've made a lot of sacrifices for this.
Absolutely.
So I really think, knowing you, Susan, you are extremely articulate. You're really sharp. And I bet they, from what I see here, I see a good resolution. And, you know, that the girl has had her chance. And if she can't come up to speed, then it's a disservice to everybody. So
yes.
I think it'll work out well. I see very, very good things coming for you in the future.
Awesome. Yay.
And that's under sure to come true, which is my most favorite designation in the entire layout. And I love it because in all these years, I can't even honestly remember when something was characterized in that designation that did not come true. So, yeah. I really feel right. Let's see what
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, we're doing her cards tonight, basically using the free reading app on their website. The Ten of Diamonds is a card we pulled for you. It's increased finances, investments, exchanges of capital, personal holding, stuff like that. It's you are perceived to be in a position to reap considerable rewards monetarily for your efforts.
Yay.
Don't hesitate to sign the dotted line to commit yourself to a new venture or undertaking. You'll be very glad you did. And Deb,
yes.
You can elaborate big time
on that. And that Ten of Diamonds also indicates like self-esteem, prestige, character, your own character as it is honored by others. It's not just necessarily material or, you know, financial.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that is great card for this situation.
Well, there you go. So
yeah.
So
yay!
And that's good. Like you said, you did move, and you did not move to get a position that they lied to you about. So yeah, you got to definitely hopefully take care of that, because that's crap.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that you're understanding about what the position this person's in, but that can't be you can't suffer from that. That's not your fault.
No, it's not
like, your fault at all.
It's not like you're flipping burgers over at Burger King.
Well, and it's not
where
like
you could go to another Burger King.
It's not, you did not cause her to get promoted to a job she was not suited for. That is not your fault. Somebody else gave her a promotion to something that she could not handle. That is not your fault. Yep.
Right.
Understood. I can't wait for you to
awesome.
Tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I hope.
Please,
yeah, I hope.
Yeah,
yeah
please
definitely.
Come back and tell us.
Yes.
I will.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. You go get them, Susan. You go get
them.
Go now. Yes, and I will
I
will try not to mistake you for being in the UK.
That's all right.
You never know. Maybe someday you'll be there.
Oh, that could have been.
You don't know.
An intuitive slip on
it
your part.
It could have been. Maybe you still have some great opportunity that you'll find yourself there.
You know, the military. Now, I don't know. I've only heard good things about it. But the military around the world has what's called the School of America. And it's at rather large installations, military. Navy has it, like in Italy, where a teacher can actually sign a contract to go over there, and they provide housing. You get medical. I mean, it's almost like you have raised your hand to join the military, but they give you like 30 days vacation right from the get-go, and you're teaching American children who are in a foreign setting.
No, there's probably plenty of that in Europe.
Yeah. And
in a lot of countries. Yeah.
If I was an educator and I wanted to have some
adventure
or something.
Yeah, you get to see a country for not on your dime, on their dime. I'm sure there's a lot of per diem. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Plus, you're in a secure, what would you call that? A secure.
Well, they're going to. You're not necessarily going to be, if you're not on the base, you're going to be in a place where they're where all the other military folks are. So you'll be amongst Americans and in a secure place.
Yeah, you aren't going to be all flapping in the breeze in the middle of a combat zone.
You're not going to be freaking hanging out in the streets of Mogadishu or whatever that was in Somalia.
Mogadishu.
Or Mujahideen. That was in Afghanistan. All right, international shout out to Laura up in Canada.
Oh, Susan has said, I love all things.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go, Susan. That's just my
All right, here we go. You ready?
All right. Go.
I go now to Lisa.
Lisa. Hey, you guys. How
sounds
are
like she's
you?
In her automobile.
Lisa, forgive me.
How are you? Oh, that's okay.
You know, it's funny. This morning I had taken some medication. I can't give a good reading if I'm drowsy, you know, or under the influence.
Don't forget about the old guys burying the fiber optic cable today.
Oh, and I couldn't have contacted
you. Internet went bye-bye for many moons.
Oh, no. No, I understand. Believe me, I do. When you're
I don't know if you were doing internet or not.
No, I wouldn't. The phone didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, how is for tomorrow? Are you going to be gone?
See, tomorrow, I'm good. I'm good tomorrow.
All right.
I'll be there.
So,
are you? Are you thinking, like, okay, we can talk later if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll
whatever you guys decide, I mean, you know.
Yeah, we'll
you guys work it out. You work that shit out. All right, the floor is yours, Lisa. What's cooking?
Okay, well, so this is the situation. I'm trying to remember. I just came out of a, I went out for a social thing. And I'm coming home, and I did talk with the neighbor. Let's see, I talked to him earlier. We're very friendly, and we're supposed to go out together tomorrow, and later in the afternoon.
Okay.
So,
yes.
Let's see what else.
Yes.
He was very touchy. He was grabbing me and, you know, very touchy and, dragging me around to show me stuff. He was kind of cute.
Drag around the caveman style.
right. You know, not like that. He grabbed my hand and he was, showing me something he wanted to show me, and then, you know, he took me to another place in the house. He was showing me something there, and it was just cute stuff. And, oh, and then I told him, I was going to tell you this privately, what I told him. I pretty much told him, I called him on some stuff, and I just simply, and he stood there, and he's listening, because he really wanted to know why I had pulled out, you know, stopped talking, and interacting with him for however much time I did this recent time. And, you know, I said, you're a snake. And, but we were not angry. We weren't shouting angry words or anything like that. But, so he was listening. He was really listening to me. And he just stood there frozen listening. And he, I don't know. Dove, what did the cards say?
What did the cards say?
So, you both are on an upswing right now.
Oh, yes.
Everything's going wonderfully.
Yep, the tide is high, and so am I. All right.
Deb. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
You had said that the dynamic had changed between us and that you saw maybe a kind of a letdown, or I was going to be heavily let down by him or something. I don't know.
Well, remember, though, things do drift out of our cards. you know, when we see something, it doesn't mean it's absolutely destined to happen.
I think that all these on and off again type things, they're going to take their toll. I think a couple times people having little fights and then making up stuff, that's going to happen, and that'll strengthen a relationship.
Yeah.
But if it's really frequent, that's not going to strengthen it at all.
You're right.
If Springer was alive, you'd end up there. You'd end up on Springer.
Yeah. You're right.
Do you think
this guy wants? I'm parking somewhere, and this dude wants to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to him. He's a parking monitor or whatever. But anyway, Jimbo.
Flip him the bird. Tell him he's number one.
Jimbo is right. I mean, I've been in a relationship before where that is the demise. You know, you just keep coming back together, and then after a while, there's just not that energy anymore.
I've experienced it.
But she has the cards.
See, I'm starting to wonder, do you think the neighbor might be bipolar? Everybody was throwing the head around.
The what?
Narcissist. He's a narcissist.
Well, I mean, you could...
Maybe.
You could get a thesaurus out and find some other words that go along with that.
Who knows? Only the shadow knows.
Kind of chameleon-like in that you present yourself according to his mood. But his mood goes like a pendulum.
It does swing.
It does. And now he's wanting to treat you like a little queen.
Into the land of happiness that you are once again. Is that pendulum on the move again? That's the question.
Does he want to treat me like a queen that would kick his balls in? Does that kind of a queen?
I don't know of any queens that are looking to kick my testicles myself. I've not heard of that type of queen. a ball busting queen? I don't know that I'm on board with that.
Sometimes I just get mad at him, that's all. You know, I get mad when he, I don't know, I forget now when I get mad. I'm trying to remember, when do I get mad at him? I forget now.
You forget.
Well, maybe you should start writing them down.
Yes.
To remind myself.
Well, I remember when he got pissed off about all the food you made and stuff and just said, just screw it, I'm going to take it and you can go do what you got to do. That was kind of shitty.
Oh, God, yeah. Now you're reminding me, you know.
Well, that was the last one that I remember. My memory bank.
Yes.
I don't have any memory, so
you're right.
That's the last one
I
remember.
We went back and forth, and he said, "You said this," and I said, "No, I said this," and "You did this," and blah blah blah, and you know, now he's like, you know, you're right. He's whining and dining me in the way of. You know, he's talking about this big trip. He was talking. I already told you what he talked about yesterday, you know. So, he's talking about all the stuff regarding my family. That's really sweet, you know, reminding me of this and that I should, you know, take a basket of this to a certain relative. You know, it's like he's just, I don't know.
Well, why is he smoking weed? Was it prescribed?
No. No.
Okay, so it's recreation.
That's his thing. That's okay.
He has I think arthritis.
Oh.
That could be, yeah. And this accident isn't going to help that any.
Well, you got to remember now, they're out west.
Whoa.
So they were the first ones that had that door open. Hey, medical marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could come there with any kind of ailment and that you could get a doctor to give it to you.
Anxiety.
It's like, I don't know. I can't sleep at night. Oh, here's some weed. What else? My balls itch. Oh, here's some weed. They were just literally, the first time I went out to California many years ago.
I remember this. I picked
up that magazine and I flipped through there. It's one of those big giant magazines. And about every three pages, there was a little ad about something. You could go to this doctor and they would prescribe you medical marijuana if you had the right problem. And it just so conveniently, there was a dispensary attached to the goddamn building next door, too. How convenient! Yeah. That was many years ago before it was legal, and that was the angle they used. But, you know. So I'm just saying. So maybe he got into it back in those days.
I don't know. I don't think he overdoes it. I mean, he's not like every time.
Yeah, does it level him out? Is it like when people go and have a drink? Does he get nice and relaxed? And how does it go?
I don't see any notice. No, I don't see any noticeable difference. I don't see him like the big Lebowski where they're smoking huge stogies of weed or, you know, it's blowing up the air. No, I don't see that kind of stuff going on. What I see is, you know, it's just casual. And then, you know, some people do it, some people don't. I don't pay too much attention because I do my own thing, and my own thing is just drinking water.
All right,
we're trying to figure out if that's a deal. But it sounds like it's not a big deal. Okay.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Well, no, you would know.
I want you to know. And we'll talk about this tomorrow. But you need to know that he is truly for you, as far as there's no other woman. There is another woman in the cards. I'm telling you, that Queen of Spades will not leave him alone. And he wants nothing to do with her.
I wonder if
she
is.
Well,
Is it Megan? Megan's married. Married. We met her a long time ago at the party a long time ago. I wonder who that is. Is it Megan? Is it... I don't know who it could be. He doesn't... He's very careful. Yesterday I did tell him, I said, you're just a snake. Meaning that he knows how to hide stuff from me and... Well, I guess I do too, but I'm trying to get away from that. You know, I'm trying to be very clear with him on what I'm doing, where I'm going. I'm not punching a clock with him, but I don't want to do the FF. Remember you said the FF? No, I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to do that. Because he doesn't care. I don't want
to. So they all know.
I don't want to have to set that up in a, you know, a girlfriend relationship or a guy friend relationship. It's just not a good way to be.
Well, and once you get that ball rolling, you know, that ball will keep rolling and the stakes get higher and higher.
Yeah, and then you saw, Deb, that it wasn't going to end well for me anyway if I kept it up,
right? But this woman is she is relentless in the sense that she wants to bang.
Well, those are actually two very different meanings, though, Deb. Bag and bang.
Well, this is a card of hot sexual pursuit.
But then maybe in this case it is one and the same. Okay.
And she
bag by banging?
She wants him, but it isn't going to happen.
Okay. So it's not really an issue with him. It's just something she needs to know that there is this person out there pursuing.
And you need to know that she hasn't gotten him to turn his head at all. You know.
Well, why is he even factored into the cards? I mean, he must be giving her some time. Then if she's coming up, he must be talking with her.
That's a million-dollar question.
There you
Thank
go. And
you.
I knew that was right up your alley, that question.
The reason it's coming up is because I wanted to know. The query I put to the cards was, how is the neighbor feeling about Lisa? And there's a section in the layout that refers completely to the query. And the query is you keeping this relationship. You're here keeping this relationship beautiful with you. And she's there because my impression is she chases him. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. I'm sorry, people.
And when you got to sneeze, you got to sneeze.
You know what that means, right?
It means
I'm going to kiss a fool. Get over here, Jim.
Notice how I didn't move. Here we go. Here's Jack Wad. Go ahead.
She's here only because she is impacting. Oh God, this is so hard to tell somebody that hasn't been working with the cards themselves.
Well, come on, Deb. That's your job right now.
She's impacting how strong his feelings are for you by making them even stronger. I'm going to tell you, if this was my reading and he was the man I love and I'm seeing this, I'd be thinking, okay, you Queen of Spades, biatch, you can do whatever you want. He's not going to fall for you. He's not going to, you know, have a midnight rendezvous with you. Not happening.
So seeing this woman's card isn't saying anything's going to happen. It's just saying there's somebody that is trying to intercede is all you see.
Does she know that I exist?
Does she know?
Oh, yes.
You're talking about this female, right?
I think you're likely friends. You know, we have to remember, and maybe you've only known really nice women in your life, but women are cutthroat with each other. You know, we'd walk over each other's bodies to get to a man that we want.
Wow, do you think it's someone that I wouldn't suspect?
Yes, exactly. I'll tell you, here's an example. She could be sitting, let's say, on the other side of him. You're sitting across the table, and her hand could be her hand could be creeping up his pant leg, up his thigh, and you don't even see it.
Could be looking for the schnitzel group.
Women, I'm telling you, and they're not all, I'm not saying this is a sweeping generalization. I'm saying there are many. Maybe they were raised badly. Maybe their own mothers are hoes. Who knows? And they will do things to try to get another woman's man.
So but she's married, right?
Oh, my God, Lisa. We have to have a talk.
No, I mean, well, yeah, she is married. And you think that would matter, but that doesn't matter to a lot of people. It doesn't matter to some people. They don't, that marriage
can
thing.
I get but what, why, I'm trying to think who that would be. I'll have to ponder it and think who it would be. And, of course, he's not going to tell me anything.
Well, he doesn't know yet, it sounds like. It hasn't happened, right?
He's not going to tell you because I think it would hurt you.
And plus, you're saying he has no desire to go down that road, right?
And
you said that, right? He's not going
to
play that game.
It's immaterial.
You don't have to get all freaked out about it, is what Deb's telling you. She's just saying there's a chick that's going to try to make some moves, and he's going to reboot it, right? But get out of here, reboot.
If there's an enemy in the camp, you know, I want to know about it. I don't want to I'll just keep my eyes peeled.
Watch the women. Watch their eyes.
But if it's an acquaintance, that's really not in the camp if it's not somebody close to you.
An acquaintance, no.
If it's a friend of a friend, you can't look at that as somebody in the camp.
If it's a woman at the coffee clutch when you go, the coffee gathering, just keep your eyes open. You know, just watch the body language. Okay?
Wow.
It's good to know these things. Otherwise, God, men can be so, what's the word you
say? Oh, you want me to give a word now, do you?
Naive.
All right.
He may not even think it's anything.
Well, somebody's rubbing his Wiener Schnitzel. He's going to think it's something, Deb.
I had a female roommate that had rather large breasticles.
They're a dime a dozen.
When a date would come to pick me up at our apartment, boy, we are going back in time. She'd go running to the door, throw her arms around him, and then she'd have to rub those boobies all over him. And I told her one day, I said, you know what, after I'd seen this too many times, I said, you know what, the only consolation I have here is that those damn things are going to be hanging around your kneecaps in about 25 years. And in the meantime, keep your boobs off my dates. You know, she'd get them off. Yeah. But see, she didn't know I could see that. So just be watchful.
I had one girlfriend years ago. I mean, this was 1,000 years ago. She was a former burlesque dancer, and she married a rich guy. And we would go out and party together, she and I. And we'd hit the dive bars. I don't know why, but she liked it, and she would, you know, she was built. She was built. And we're sitting at the bar, and she was making jokes to the guys and coming on to all the guys. And I was single, but, well, no, wait a minute. I did have a boyfriend. But she was coming on. So this chick who was really brassy, and, man, I wouldn't want to meet her in an alley. She came over to us, and she told my girlfriend, she said, "You think you're about as sexy as a dog's wiener that just did it, that's glistening," or whatever. She used those words to describe how sexy my girlfriend was. And so, you know, that I've seen, you know, that was pretty vicious. That was vicious. I'll never forget that. But I, you know, you're right. If women are under the table doing crap, you know, and they're married, I don't understand. I don't get it. I can't connect the dots. It's too deep. It's too heavy for me. I don't know.
But the big picture is, it's not something you have to worry too much about.
You don't, because this man...
It was just an FYI.
Even if he talks about it, you know, women think I'm pretty special or something.
Oh, then I would tell him, fuck you.
You got to say, fuck you, asshole.
That's
the first term here.
What are you talking about, dude?
No, we don't talk like that to each other. He knows better.
Yeah, and if somebody here just said, Michelle, who's from in the States, this was good. She said she remembers her girlfriends would talk about all their sexual details with, like, their dates or boyfriends, and that would make them all want to try him out.
She's probably talking in the younger days, the younger days when they're young adult days, when you're, like, really, like, yeehaw.
I don't want to hear it. You know, if someone's telling me, and nobody talks around my circle, we don't talk like that. We don't talk like,
well,
you know, maybe
25,
1,000 years ago. Yeah, maybe 1,000 years ago we might have. In fact, we did. You know, we would have. We did.
Exactly. That's the young people thing.
Well, and the young people now are doing just absolutely hair-raising things. Like, some girlfriends will let their boyfriend do their best friend if she doesn't have a boyfriend, and they'll watch. She'll watch her boyfriend give some sugar to her best friend.
Yeah.
I don't know where the world is going. I don't know. I know.
It's great. It's pretty soon it's going to be like the Romans. We're going to have orgy houses and vomitoriums right next to each other. They'll be adjacent to each other.
And they'll be owned by churches. Who need the money, you know?
Like
in the past, the distant past, but they did.
All right. Are you going to die?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure. If you're going to die, we could make a ton of money if we film it.
Lisa,
and
we'll,
post it on the internet. We can make a ton of money.
We will delve more into this privately tomorrow.
Okay.
And I won't jerk you around again. I'm feeling a lot better.
No more jerk. Well, give a disclaimer. She's 99% sure, but she doesn't know. She could wake up with a relapse. You probably 99% are going to be fine. Don't try to predict tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, remember, you don't walk up to somebody that just had their house hit by a tornado and is missing their kids and dog and say, "Everybody's fine. I know everybody's going to be fine." Don't say that.
You don't know that. If I'm in the ER on oxygen, I will conduct your reading.
Love is like
God,
oxygen.
I hope you're okay. I'm okay, for sure.
Love is
like
oxygen.
For yourself, for your health. Jeez, wow, that's terrible to feel bad.
I know, but I don't get sick very often. And I'm not one to just lay in the bed. I can't take that. After a while, I just have to, and I had to yesterday, get up, do stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Stand by.
Here we go.
Stand by. Now, this is your card. It's an angel, but it's not an angel card. And this is right up Deb's alley. This is perfect. I like these. What she gets, she can elaborate. Jack of Hearts is her card, Deb. Sensitive and loving by nature, the medium-complected young man hiding in this manner will come to care deeply. He genuinely suffers from your sorrows and celebrates your moments, so don't be afraid to trust this kind and loyal heart in this matter. He will not let you down.
Okay, first of all, it said young in there. that's a typo. It should say young in spirit, young in heart, because the Jacks are actually, the Kings are the ones that are old spirit. They're, you know, the wise, they have the wisdom, they have experience. Those are the old souls. The Jacks are still learning the ropes. It doesn't matter what age they
are. Lisa dropped.
Oh.
Maybe she didn't know she was getting a, but keep, she knows how to go back and listen. Keep talking.
So anyway, I just want to mention to all of you.
Yeah, she knows where the archive is.
The Jack of Hearts is her neighbor. That's who I see in the
I kind of figured that.
Did you?
Well,
yeah.
Based on all the, not because of that part, because of all the other stuff, you know, sharing her sorrows and all this blah, 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 blah. Yeah. That's why I figured that.
Okay.
All right, Lisa. Well, all right. Well, like I said, she knows how to go. And
yeah.
On Blog Talk, if you're a Blog Talker only, you don't even like Facebook or do Facebook, you can go on Blog Talk and archive the shows. Actually, I've looked, and like days where we didn't do a show, somebody has gone on there and downloaded and listened to our show, like on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, have they?
Like. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even when we don't do shows, people are listening to something. I'm checking them out because they're all archived. So, remember that little bar graph thing that we see?
Yeah.
I clicked like the day we didn't do one, and somebody went and checked one out.
Oh, that's.
They're not going to tell you what show. It might have been the day before because they missed it. You know what I'm saying. I think we should go there. Or do you have something here?
Well, Rosemary's asking on here if we're going to. She's on hold. She said, "You guys have time for my call." Yeah, take her. Let's take a Rosemary.
I believe I'm. It's been so long. I hope I'm guessing.
856.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
It is indeed. Well, you know what? She was on the list anyway.
Are you
so.
Sick too?
Not really.
Okay,
my voice is going in and out
because Okay, well, where are you?
You're at home?
Yeah, I'm at home.
You're back in Jersey?
Yeah.
All righty, so she's back in her area code.
Okay.
Well, she's been, the last time we talked to her, she was there. I didn't know if she'd gone off again either or something like that. All right. The floor is yours?
Yeah, tell us what's up, Rosemary.
Been crazy with work schedule and not much doing and trying to do what I need to do. It's nothing going forward, so whatever you guys can pick up.
Well,
for me.
What kind of job did you get?
Yeah, what are you working at now?
Same thing.
I don't remember. It's been a while since you called. What do you do? I don't remember myself.
I work for credit collections, collecting cards. Payments and stuff
oh,
like that.
Dude, that's not an easy job.
I didn't hear what it was.
She does collections. Like possessing cars and, you know.
you go out and steal cars, basically, like Repo Man.
Pretty much.
Repo Man. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the remake, but whatever. But Repo Man, yes, indeed.
Well, yeah, but I mean... Yeah, that's a job somebody's got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you better have a pair when you're doing them.
Yeah, it's usually typically they don't send one person out on their own anymore because it's so volatile.
Do they
bring,
are you escorted with somebody?
I don't go get them. I just repo them and then they go do it.
Oh.
Oh, you do the administrative part of the repo?
Apparently.
Yep.
Roger that. That'll keep you alive. That's a lot better. Yeah.
Well, Daryl did it for a time before he joined the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd go out in the middle of the night.
That's usually when they do it.
And leave with. And one time he was in the driver's seat, hadn't got the car started yet, and he turned to the driver's window, and he was staring down the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll get a tow truck out there and just snatch and run.
Yeah, well, he got out of the truck and he said to the guy with the gun, "You enjoy that truck now. See you later. Bye."
You had no vested interest. You're not like running your own company.
Oh, you got that. Well, Rosemary, it feels like nothing's happening. But you know what? Things are happening. They're kind of like behind the scenes, or it's happening off to the side. But there are things. Excuse me. There are some really great things that are coming to you, but it's just a matter of getting there. All right? I want you to be really careful. Do you do driving? Are you driving around Jersey?
Yeah.
Be very careful because it's not going to be you. It's going to be kind of like what happened to Lisa. They were just driving along, and some older guy in a vehicle just slammed, T-boned them. And they're still trying to recover. I see that you could possibly be in an accident that is really going to have you off your feet for quite some time. So be careful.
Be very, very, very careful.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be work related, so it would fall under like workman's comp. You know.
If it's work related, it'd be workman's comp.
Yeah, but it isn't going to be. I don't believe.
And plus, it depends on who you work for. You know, some of these repo places don't have all that stuff, that infrastructure to help you out.
You have a great big change coming to you, and it's showing the Three of Clubs, which is that card I talk about that I really like. In the sense that it means an event is coming right to you. And this event is going to include a big change for you, a good change. And there's a nice guy connected to it. You don't even know him yet, but he's coming along. Are you thinking of doing something like going to school or undertaking something in the way of, excuse me, everybody, for coughing. Something in the way of a new hobby, or what else could it be? Training for a new career. I feel that there's some change coming for you. And I think around the first of the year. And through this change, it's going to come all kinds of wonderful things. You don't even have to know what it is right now. Just know that it's coming. Okay?
Cool.
Yeah,
appreciate
it is cool. Well, it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, not the accident part. Basically, I was thinking about that the other day.
It's just showing as a cautionary note for you. Be careful. It isn't going to be your fault, but you got to watch. You know, sometimes what happened with Lisa and the guy and her neighbor is they went out into it, if this is correct, they went into an intersection, and the guy kind of ran a stoplight or a stop sign.
I never heard the details. Maybe you guys must have talked about it. I never heard the details.
Yeah, and got him that way, and neither one of them is back to normal. And that was, a couple months ago?
God, at least. Yeah. It was probably a couple months. It seems like a long time, but it probably has 2 months.
But now, see, it's showing this to caution you. And the thing is, by her choosing to be cautious, remember the choice and change, she is going to change that prediction.
Okay? It's like pretend you're on a motorcycle. If you ever ridden a motorcycle, you know, sometimes you take extra looks, you're a little more aware of your surroundings, because one little wrong move is a whole different ball game when you're on two wheels instead of
exactly, right.
So it doesn't mean that you can really prevent anything, and sometimes you could do something and not even know you prevented an accident just because you did something. You just don't even know it.
Yeah, true. Right?
You don't know. And which is really bizarre. It's philosophical. Ooh. All right, hang on here. Here we go. All right, Deb, this is her card. And this is right up your alley.
Okay.
Her card is a Four of Hearts.
Oh, this is going to be a good one for you.
Strong negative forces are at work here. But do not become a prisoner to your own lesser qualities by giving in. God, all this carbonation. By giving in to the impulse to retaliate by playing a game of one-upmanship. That's almost like Lisa's game. Be the bigger person and refuse to engage in bitter arguments, futile battles with those involved. You'll be better off, far stronger, and much happier in the long run by simply walking away from the war, you win any position to win anyway.
Okay. Now, you're thinking.
That's why I like it. She can elaborate.
You're thinking, how in the hell, Jeff,
yep.
can this be a good card for me? It's awesome for you in the sense of a couple things here. First of all, don't engage in arguments with family members. You're not going to win. Okay, don't get your relatives all jerked around about
it. It's been so long since she called.
Yeah.
I forgot about all that. Yes,
yeah,
that is true. That is part of
the thing
winning that she
does. Move is not to play.
That's right. She does have to deal with that a lot.
So if your dad says something really argumentative towards you, I would say, yeah, okay,
yep.
I got to go now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we can't talk about that right now.
The other thing is, did she hang up?
No.
You still here? Okay.
Yep. Here.
All right, well, the other thing is, remember, right now you're in kind of a state. You said right at the beginning, nothing is going on. That can make a person feel envious and resentful toward other people that seem like, well, look at her, look at him. They are just living a wonderful life, aren't they? And I'm over here repoing cars.
For humans, us humans will get into funks a lot of times,
yeah.
even though it's not our nature, right?
Yeah, and so don't compare yourself. Yours is coming too. Your abundance is coming also. First of all, right now, we got to get rid of that Four of Hearts. That's a bad card. It's very negative. Well, no, we're going to have to.
You need to take some confidence.
So what you need to do is feel some gratitude for what you got going in your life. Okay? There's a girl I read about just very recently. In fact, today, I think she might be in your neck of the woods. She's a young mother, 36 years old, was an influencer online. Perfect little life. And she found out not long ago she has metastasizing lung cancer. It's in her brain now. And she is leaving behind a 4-year-old and I think he's 7. The son is 7. And I watched a video of her. She had her little children shave her hair. Ow. Because she was losing so many much of her hair. And she was telling them, mommy's gonna die. They gave her a few months. Now, in comparison to
that's
that.
That's uplifting.
Well,
I know what you're saying.
In comparison,
yes.
You got a hell of a lot.
Yeah,
Rosemary.
Yeah. And we all are humans, and sometimes we get a little upset with our lives and where we're at, and we think, God, we suck. This is horrible. And then you see that, and you're like, wow, that person would trade places with me in a heartbeat.
Oh,
in a heartbeat. They would like to say, you're stupid, I'm going to trade places, and you can come and take my place. Yep.
So stories like this that you find, if they find their way to you, they're holding a message. That held a message for me this morning, an important message. And so when you see something that really grabs you,
yes,
it's there for a reason in front of you.
Yeah, and this shows that I use that on anymore because I'm finally on board with that. But sometimes I would flip to these shows and watch that, and I'd be like, whoa, I don't have any problems.
He still can't watch through the whole show of Intervention.
That upsets
him so much.
Intervention, well, it's just so disturbing, that one. And I don't think I've watched My Strange Addictions from the beginning to end either, because it's so that one's just bizarre what these people do. It just
eating
blows
dirt.
My mind. Or eating couch cushions or just weird addictions. It's like, holy shit, if I'm addicted to something like, I'm just throwing it out there, I'm not. Microwave popcorn, I'm okay with that compared to what these people are doing, you know?
Yeah.
So like that Intervention one, there's people that, she'd go to Home Depot, she'd go to different places, and she'd buy a bunch of stuff, and she goes, oh, they know what I'm buying it for, but they can't stop me. Snorting like aerosols, it's like, whatever. So we just totally got out. But
yeah.
The bottom line is, your life is good, even though it may not feel
and
like
you
it
know,
right now.
It's going to click toward change in the way you're
changes.
Thinking. So, Rosemary, try to uplift yourself. Know that change is coming. It might be your Christmas gift. It might come for Thanksgiving.
New Year's, maybe, which is right after Christmas. Or maybe it could be a spring thing. Or it doesn't. We all want to change, like, tomorrow. But Life doesn't do that.
I'll tell you, in these readings, I live to say, "I told you so." I love that when it's good.
Of course,
you know.
Of course, when it's good, yeah.
You sure we couldn't finish those? I mean, there's people. My coughing gag seems to be over.
This one would be next.
So, Rosemary, you hang in there and call us again soon.
That would be next.
All right, you take care.
All right, thank you very much, and it's been a long time. Welcome back to the show. I know you've been back in the States for a long time.
And that probably wasn't a very uplifting message for her either, because she's down in the dumps, just like the first caller.
But it wasn't as bad. You saw things and everything like that. And that's why she called. Well, she's called a lot in all different levels of different bad things going on. So she knows.
Rachel, that is very bizarre.
All right. Well, that's not like bizarre as in like, the whole world's coming to an end, bizarre, at least. It's weird, that's all. It could be my strange.
Okay,
what's
the problem?
What?
Oh, Lisa Marie, I didn't know you were still with us. Hun, it's okay to call and vent, really. You should call again.
No, that's not what we're talking about. No. Don't talk about never calling again. That's new. Negative ghostwriter. No, we are on board with you. We are on your side.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is,
everybody
deserves a good life. And, you know.
Yes, no, you are in a very, very, I don't want to say desperate, but some kind of situation that seems hopeless. But we like to say there's always hope. And you might have to find your own hope in this case.
And Lisa Marie, remember, there's another Lisa that we have been talking about. It wasn't about you.
Oh, far as that goes, first of all, watch out. If you jump in the middle of a show or whatever,
here's
you
the
chat.
Thing to remember, 31 years with one man who cheats and doesn't even kiss you. Why put your life at the mercy of somebody like that, who's cold, mean-spirited?
Yeah, I guess he's having a hard time figuring out how to move on with all the other problems.
You know,
so
all of the other
gotta be
problems.
Gotta be some way, though. Gotta be a way.
They could have been manifested through all that unhappiness. just presenting an option, a different way to look at it.
I would not give up on the therapy thing. I would keep moving on if you get more idiot therapists. There's going to be the right one out there.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Yes.
They should be reported for that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you just haven't found the right one. And you know what? There's so many. You just got to keep up. You're not the right one. Time to move on.
Yeah, and please, don't run off. We need you to call us.
Yeah, we're going to always be here. We're running out of time. So
all right, let's go to...
We've got like 11 minutes left. 914, New York 914. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi. Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, absolutely. And your name is?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. I know we've talked to you
before. I recognize the voice. I just couldn't put it in.
Yes.
I saw it.
Yes.
Yeah, so how are you doing?
Everything's a little bit hectic, so I'm trying to make it stable by starting a project. I was wondering if you see that's the way to go.
Starting the project.
Yes. It starts with the letter F. It's a creative endeavor.
Okay.
I was wondering if now is the right time to get it going or to lay down the groundwork going.
Okay. Well, that's a good question, though. All right. Project. So this is kind of career-oriented.
Oh, the cards are wonderful with these kind of things.
Yes. This is a career thing.
Yeah, and they can sometimes tell us when we're
ahead
of our time with a project.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. You're right. That is a very good question. Yeah. Well, not that there's bad questions, but that's perfect. That's why Deb was like, oh, yeah, good way to go. The cards are going down.
Well, yes, and creative projects tend to have a lot of emotions connected.
Well, you're right, because that person is putting their heart and soul into it.
Sure,
right?
It's like a conceiving a baby.
It's like a raising a child, yeah. Conceiving and raising a child, nurturing it. Because you really put your heart and soul in it, and you want this thing to thrive and survive, like a child.
Right.
Right. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah. I'm just gonna give Deb a little tick-tock.
Well, here's what's interesting, Catherine.
Less than 10 minutes.
You have cards that are filled with stop and go. Like you go a little bit forward, and then all of a sudden you have to stop. So it's like things don't run too smoothly, and they will, but like with this project, and I just had mentioned this, the time is a little premature for this, but not later. Okay. If you, you need to really get your ducks in a row before you present this to anybody, and I see somebody quite powerful here that is going to take great interest in this. So make sure put your best foot forward on this. So take your time. They're right now, the thoughts you have, you may have completely different thoughts in 3 days. Okay? So you want to let it incubate. There's the word I want. Incubate. And then you're going to see, and you might be in an odd space, like for me, it's in the shower, and I start, the waters, the droplets are like drops of wisdom and knowledge, and I'm thinking, oh, I got to get out of here, because I'm going to lose these great ideas. So let them come to you as they will. And this project, I think it's resembling to me intuitively like a rocket ship to the stars.
Wow.
So just remember that, and please call us quite a bit, and we will keep on this with you to gain even more clarity.
And here is your card. It is the King of Diamonds. Highlighted in this matter is a fair-complected, mature male who knows how to make money, save money, and also bring tremendous financial security to the lives of others. He figures prominently in your life at this time. Not particularly emotional by nature, he's often far more materialistic in the way he expresses affection than others may appear aloof in this relationship. To know him is to love him. However, for once you have earned his love and loyalty to this man, he will always be there for you in your time of need. So it's King of Diamonds, and you start out with about making money. And
he's a key figure.
So there's somebody that's going to be part of this project that's going to come into the picture.
I was thinking...
Yeah.
I was thinking of a man named Kevin.
Yeah.
I was thinking of asking him to come on board, actually.
Mm. Yes.
Might that be?
Yes.
I don't know. You got the cards there.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you yes. Go forward. Do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so exciting.
Well,
I will definitely keep you dated.
Thank you. And we almost...
Thank you.
We were getting close to ending the show because I was coughing.
Yes, but also now you're not coughing.
Something said I needed to finish off the phone call.
And now you're not coughing.
Yeah, and I'm not coughing.
Divinely ordered.
Serendipity.
And may I ask, it's kind of a short project right now, so do you see it going longer when you were saying I'll be in the shower perhaps and getting ideas? That's what came to mind, that maybe I should make it longer.
At least have it, what would be a good word, at least have that sketched out or fleshed out or whatever you'd call it. Yes.
Right.
There you go. Yes, it's going to be great.
Thank you. And much, much love to you both. I'm so appreciative.
Oh, thank you so much, Catherine.
Good luck to you. And you are taking us to the finish line.
Yes, you are.
God bless you.
All right, darling. Take care.
And remember, when you hear me, like, what she's talking.
Yeah.
I didn't hang up. so she can still hear us.
Okay.
So I just want to know. When I go to click, sometimes they start speaking. When I'm too late, I already clicked. So I was not trying to cut them off. All right. What do you think, Dan? Well, I don't know. What do you think? We got just a few minutes left on the blog talk. Click, click, click.
I think we'll have to get off the air.
When you got to go, you got to go, right?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Good night. Every dream comes true, and now here we be.